Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And once again, we are coming at you again from beautiful Quail Park here in Visalia, California. And we are cooking up a storm today. This is my recipe for broccoli stuffed chicken mousseline. Now, everybody that's had a good chicken mousseline knows pretty much that the chicken mousseline, you know, most of the time, it's like the chicken hearts and all these other cool things that come out of the chicken, you know, kidneys, whatever you're cooking, because you want to use the whole bird, and then they saute it with a little bit of brandy and they put it back in there. This is slightly different, but I think you're going to like it. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are 4 chicken breasts that I'm going to have clean and skin taken off. This is very important because this is a very, very clean, simple recipe. Now, what we're going to do to make our stuffing for the mousseline is 1 cup of chicken stock, 2 ounces of button mushroom, 2 ounces of broccoli florets, and then I'm going to put 3 tablespoons of cream cheese. Now, once you put the 3 tablespoons of cream cheese, you really need to work this fast. And I like to just blend it. If you don't have a hand blender, you can put it in a regular blender. If you don't have a regular blender, you can use a whisk. But it does need to be really blended in there really well. And I think by doing it this way with the blender, I've never had an issue with this kind of recipe at all. Then I'm going to take 2 grams, and I put 2 grams, not tablespoons, not anything like that. 2 grams. So if you don't know what a gram is, you can look that up. But I have a gram scale and it helps me to see exactly what it is I'm putting in my food. So 2 grams of agar-agar. And what agar-agar, it's a gelling agent that once it takes the chicken and all these flavors together, it's going to gel them all together. I'm going to put that in the fridge. I'm going to let that go ahead and chill for about a good hour to 2 hours. And then I'm going to come back to my chicken breasts. I'm going to make a little pocket right on the side of the chicken. You can do left or right, whatever works for you. I'm going to go ahead and put all of my mousseline mix now. We're going to go ahead and put that inside of a piping bag. And when you make the pocket, you're going to put the knife in there, and I want you to turn the knife in a circle. And this is going to make the pocket deep, deep, deep. Now, if you're doing this a certain way and you have, you know, better, you know, technology or whatever to get that mousseline in there, that's fine. But for the average person, and I am an average person, I consider myself, I definitely want to make this super easy for everybody. And once we go ahead and we pipe that mixture in there, I'm going to go ahead and put a sear on these 2 minutes on a nice high hot skillet and put it in the oven for approximately 8 to 11 minutes. And that will finish us up. I'm Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.